This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Doug's Gym in downtown has been in operation for 55 years, and its owner, Doug Eade, is here to talk about his time in Dallas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
This gym seems like something out of a time capsule. How would you describe this place to someone who hasn't seen it?
Well, what it would be the same thing as where it all started, a regular gym. I mean, none of the frills, none of this, just the hard, basic equipment that you need to get in shape with.
Why are you closing?
There's been a lot of construction around here. That's not it. The rents have been going up the last five or six years. That's not the main issue. The main issue why I'm closing is I'll be 88 years old in a few months, and I want to leave healthy and strong. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not a fool to say that nothing can happen to me. It can. I've never been sick in my life. I've been here 55 years. I never had a day of sickness. Only time I left the gym would be a funeral or a wedding. And my Medicare card, all I have on it is just a physical. That's it. If I was younger and everything got out of place here, say the rents went sky high, I'd try to move to another location. But I can't do that no more. There's no more time. Time is shrinking. Thought about this 2 years ago. The biggest thing that got me worried about it was, what happens if I did get sick or a car wreck? Who's going to run the gym?
You have ran the gym by yourself.
By myself.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unusual in today's
day
and age.
Unusual. It's incredible. You know, people come here, relax the atmosphere. Yeah, I know them well. They know me, all the members. In the 55 years, I never even seen a fight in the gym. I never had no trouble. Everybody kind of, you know, they blend right in.
So you came to Dallas in 1962 from Corpus Christi. About a year after you opened the gym, President Kennedy was shot in Dallas.
Right.
You were at the gym that day, and you saw the presidential motorcade. That's some history to witness. What do you remember about those events?
With the swiftness of the city shutting down, Kennedy was shot, I'm just going approximately at 1:30, was announced dead somewhere in that area. Within an hour, there was nobody working. Everybody had left town. The whole town shut down. When I look out the window, by 6 o'clock, the streets were packed, so many wires and reporters from all over the country flew in. You couldn't even hardly see the street.
When you opened this gym, could you have imagined that you'd be open for this long?
No, I thought I'd be here 2 or 3 years. But the thing that really made me stay, I have two kids. They were born in 56, 58, so they had to go to school. So I had to stay in one spot. But it was only, I thought I'd be here 3 or 4 years. And, you know, when you're young, I could go anywhere and make a living in this business. But my wife liked it in town, and I was from Houston, and I was making a living at it, you know. I mean, I don't understand how they couldn't make money. I didn't get rich on it, but I was paying my rent and paying my car payments like everybody else. You do that, you become self-sufficient, you're lucky.
How do your kids, how do your grandkids feel about you retiring?
Well, they're happy.
They'll get more time with you, I guess.
Yeah, you got to remember one thing, my friend. You keep forgetting. There's nothing permanent in this world but change. That's all. And you can't be attached to nothing, because pretty soon you'll be unattached to the whole world. So don't get attached to something that's going to end.
Doug Eade is the owner of Doug's Gym. Thanks for joining me.
There you go. How was that? You got enough?